Who's taking the stand?
Well, that'd be me. Guess it's time for me to get all of the questiones. Let's see here. 888-429-0941 is how you can ask a question. You know the deal. Three questions come from the room, and then we take three from the audience. I only get one pass, and I get to boomerang it back as well on the room. We have Kyle, who is in here being our funky DJ in the mix. So, Kyle, do you have the drop ready just in case I have to tap out? You want to hit that and let me know?
I plead the fifth. I plead the fifth. Five, one, two, three, four, fifth.
All right, cool. All right, so that would be it. That wasn't me tapping out right there, but if I do end up with something crazy, then he can hit that button. Just want to make sure he had it in queue. All right, Davi, you go clockwise. So even on the the squad cast, you are next up. So go ahead.
Okay, Orlando, I don't believe I have ever asked you about this before, but I want to know about a conspiracy theory that you believe. Because I'm usually labeled the conspiracy theorist of the bunch.
Because you are the conspiracy theorist.
Because a lot of them are true. And yeah. I want to know something. Because we've all gone down that rabbit hole and done a little bit more reading and YouTubing than we ought to. So I want to know about a conspiracy theory that you believe is 100% true.
Wow. Man, that's wow. Okay. Off the top, off rip, I mean, there are two that I care about. I haven't researched them, but I just know from the people that I've talked to who are smarter than me. And two of them are iconic people that I've done a lot of book reports on in my childhood and in college. And that would be the JFK assassination in Dallas, the magic bullet.
Yeah.
That apparently, you know, took out so many people, and they're like, no, there was no, I mean, because the whole thing and the head trajectory and stuff, there were multiple shots, and it seems like they were coming from different directions, so it wasn't just one shooter. And I you know, the grassy knoll, and people like, yo, there was a shot that came from over in the grassy knoll and not just from the book depository. So that story always rang kind of untrue to me. And in the same way, the Lorraine Hotel or motel that was the site where Dr. King lost his life, where they said that, you know, that Lee Harvey Oswald was that did it from the window across the from a halfway house across the room aboard or whatever across the street, but what they were seeing, just, you know, it seemed like it was coming from other areas and stuff like that. So and then the fact that he didn't necessarily lose his life there on the balcony, but that it was a possibility that he was snuffed out at the hospital.
I've heard that.
So those are conspiracy theories that I can't speak to, but I do think that there's more to those stories that we were told.
All right.
So
I love that kind of stuff.
I know you do, because you're smiling really
big. I got a big old smile.
And I'm like sitting here talking about death of two iconic people, and you're like, yeah, talk that talk, dog. Yeah, come on in. So, yeah, those are the two that I'm pretty much in on. So, yeah. All right, Vanessa, you're up.
All right. So, Orlando, I want to know, what was the worst date you've ever been on? Like, tell me about the girl. Did she smell bad? Was it a bad conversation? I want to know about your worst date.
My worst date was I think I might have said this story before, because so I don't know if I need to switch it up, because I've had a few.
There was bad dates.
Where do I begin?
yeah. There was one. There was one where. The girl was fine. Like, I mean, I was working at a club in Tallahassee called Club Park Avenue. If anybody knows about CPA, CPA was cracking. And we ran the spot. Like, it was like, I mean, I used to be able to walk through there with whoever. I remember my girlfriend got arrested for underage drinking, and the cop called me at home and said, hey, what'd you want me to do? Like, it was like that. Like, it was like, I mean, so it was like, you know, king of the campus type thing. And this girl wanted to holler. And I was just like, yo, she was giving me the vibe. I was in the booth. She was looking at me, whatever, whatever. And we ended up, like, linking up at the club. And at the club, it's a much different vibe. But I got her home. And, like, I took a shower. And she took a shower. And I'm in the bed. And she just climbs right in. And but I didn't know that she had she was a smoker. Like, she was a smoker.
Like a cigarette smoker.
And when she apparently, like, I guess after she had did the shower, she had gone outside to have a cigarette because she was just like that serious with it. And when she got in the bed, I had never smelled a smoker under the sheets. And that smell, like, came up where I tried to stomach it for a minute because I was like, yo, she's a baddie. This is about to happen. And then it just got so funky that I just played like I was sick, like I had a stomach issue, and was like, yo, I got the bubble guts. Like, you got to go. And she was like, really? I could just stay here. I'm like, nah, it ain't, you got to go. And I stripped all my sheets off and everything else, and was like, you know, I got to go because I'm already like, oh yeah, I got to go. I'm about to poop, blah, blah, blah. And she dipped, and I never talked to her again. And that put me off on smokers after that. I was like, I can't really deal with it because I can't have that around me.
Anything so stank under the sheets makes it so much worse.
It was a Dutch oven situation. I was like, yo, it was really like, because I was going under the sheets. I was like, yo, I'm about to get down. I'm like, oh my God, it's a backdraft. Like, it was fire. It was fire going on down there. It was terrible. It was bad. All right, what else?
Do you have another one, or Vanessa, do you want me to go?
I got one.
Okay, run it.
All right. So you've been working for a long time. So I want to know who has been the most difficult, annoying person that you have worked with in your time frame. And you don't want to give a name. You don't have to give a name, but I want to know why they were annoying.
Nah, you got to give a name.
Yeah, you got to give a name. Right. I know. I was like, actually, I said that and I was like, nah.
The most annoying person that
just so we couldn't stand working with.
I mean, if I'm, I, you know what, I don't want to spend my pass. I really don't want to spend my pass because I don't know what the audience is going to ask me.
That's true.
I mean, listen, I'm going to say, damn. All right, y'all see me sweating over here. Y'all like, hey, man, is that a fever? Or are you tripping? Like, hey. Okay, so I've had a lot of different variations of the freak show. And the thing is, I joined the freak show in its existence. Anybody who's been to Fort Myers knows that there is a freak show down there as well. And the reason that is because when I first joined Wild, I did afternoons from 3 until 7. I've almost forgot. I did that for like a year, maybe a year and a half. And then I got moved to the morning show. I got moved to the morning show because our old morning guy, Flying Brian, got popped at the first Wild Splash for smoking weed. And, you know, and we had told him, don't make the papers. That's all we asking y'all to do. Like, do whatever you got to do. And when Ziggy Marley hit the stage, he lit up in the parking lot. Cops smelled it, walked over. He's on the front page of the paper. He lost his job. There was nothing the company could do. I wasn't even in charge yet. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't like I fired him. But our bosses were like, okay, we need to move the most popular person on the air. And that was their words, not mine. We need to move them to the morning show. And the people who were on the morning show at that time felt slighted. Like, yo, like, what? Why are you moving him in here? We got it, type of thing. It'd be like me disappearing and you and Meredith or you and Vanessa saying, yo, we got this. And they're like, nah, we bringing in somebody else. So you would have felt kind of slighted. And at that time, Gordy was on the morning show. And Gordy, at that point, like, we worked together for damn near 8 years after that. But he had an ill feel the whole time about not getting that chair, about it not turning into his show. And it was just the Morning Freak Show. And then research came back and they were like, Orlando's popular. We need to make sure that we name it as such. So it became Orlando and the Freak Show. And right there, he was like, yo, I ain't really rocking with this, blah, blah. And the worst thing is to not love a job and don't quit. Because, you know, and I'm a dude where I'm like, if you're doing your job, I'm never going to hold you against for your personal opinion. So I kept re-signing him to other contracts and stuff like that. But it was annoying because I had to work across. I mean, me and Davi work across from each other. If Davi had a hate for me, like a problem with me, it would be hard for us to work. Mm-hmm. But I'm such a passive dude that I'll look past it for the show. And I look past it for the show a lot. And kept re-signing. Was going to re-sign him for the last time. And a couple people up above me was like, listen, you got to do something else because this dude is vehemently hating you from across the room. So he really hated me. And that was probably the hardest thing. And I've never said it because I've never wanted to put that out there because I don't want to give people sauce to try and build something against us or whatever. Because it's nothing. I mean, it's, you know, once we stopped working together, I kind of stopped thinking about it. But it was some vehement hate out there about it, you know, so that was kind of nasty. So that's what that was.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. All right. So that was a long thing. But yeah, that's facts. That shows you that because I did not want to put that out there. But we got three that are coming from the audience. So what we'll do is it's time for us to take our break. We'll hit at 8:42. And then we'll come back on the other side and we'll do the audience questions. So 888-429-0941. If you want to text us, you can hit us up and ask us any question that you want. And then I'll be able to answer. But I still have a pass and I still got my boomerang back. So,
all right. We have a text out the 407. Rob wants to know, Orlando, young or old, have you ever snitched on somebody and it caused serious backlash or repercussions? If so, explain and why.
Have I ever snitched on somebody?
Yeah.
I mean, we always talk about what the definition of snitching is. That was a dude that, yeah, that wasn't a snitch. I testified against somebody.
Okay.
Who killed one of our friends in high school. And it was a dangerous situation because he was a gang member and my parents told me don't go and I went anyway. I like asked the prosecutor for a summons and lied to my parents and told them I was going like to a meeting with the park department because I was a lifeguard. And then I went to court and testified. So I snitched on him and would do it again. I was asked about something before I became program director. We had other bosses. And long story short, there was like a party type of turn up where they was running around just reckless. And I remember it had hit the fan. And when I showed up for work in my on my second in command position, I was asked to confirm because one of the club owners that was like, yo, your people out here out of pocket, like really out of pocket, like in a major way, like a legal kind of way. And so I had gotten that call and the word had made it to the building, but they didn't let me know the word had made it to the building. So it was kind of a test to see if I was able to step up and manage. And so I was asked, like, have you heard anything about so-and-so and so-and-so being out there and illegal this and illegal that? And I was like, and they're like, tell the truth. And I was like, whew. Like, you know, cause I'm like about to make somebody lose their job. If somebody else come in to get the job, that means I could lose my job. And I was torn. I was like, yo, like, I don't know. And I told the truth and they were like, okay, step out. And I felt bad. And then I found out that they had already known. I was just confirming it or at least confirming that I can stay. And they got rid of those people. And then the next boss was like, I think that you have shown you're a leader, blah, blah, blah. And then I ended up moving up. So I did kind of snitch. I feel like if I'm aware of it, I wear that one because I think that's what I did. I think I did. They knew, but I helped put that nail in that coffin. So, yeah.
Okay.
All right. We have a text out the 863 Orlando. It says, oh, how are you dealing with your family's newfound celebrity status? Do you lay low on purpose? I'm assuming
they're... plead the fifth.
I plead the fifth. 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Wow. Not a peep.
Dang.
Yeah, I plead the fifth on that. I don't talk about that. There's one rule of Fight Club. Don't talk about Fight Club. I don't talk about that. I refuse to even refer to any of that. Any of that.
Wow, you pled out real quick. That was record time.
You have to think about it.
I usually think about it. Yeah, I don't. But that'll give y'all an answer right there.
Right. that says a lot.
Yeah.
Okay, I got
one last question.
I got a COVID question.
Okay.
Orlando, since having COVID and you can't have any body contact, has your porn watching gone up?
If y'all know me, I'm a porn connoisseur, like all kinds. Love it. But honestly, it has been, I have not been, I haven't had an urge to, because honestly, I don't even know if I'm supposed to.
Like, what?
I mean, I'm washing my hands and I don't want to be touching nothing. And I don't want to give the Rona twice to my business or nothing like that. I don't want to get it sick. I don't want to touch nothing wrong. Not really. I've been trying to turn the TV off. So like because when I was watching the news a lot, it was freaking me out. And then laying in here and just like being in this room, it's like I got one room now. I don't have any room where I have a lot, you know, I just don't feel up to it. I guess if I get the urge, you know, I can, you know, go ahead and go at it. But I need some gloves or something. I need Rona tested to make sure everything's good. Yeah, I don't want to be making no super disease or something.
Super virus.
Yeah, I guess out of what was your worst date, to boomerang it back to the room before we go? What was your worst date situation? Vanessa, you go first.
Okay. My worst date, I was on a first date with this guy and we went to Bahama Breeze, I believe. And the date was good for like the first 30 minutes. And then he started asking me like, so how's the day going? What do you think of me? Started asking me questions about him, like rating the date while we're on it. And so at first I was like, oh, you know, it's good. It's going fine, whatever. Every like 20 minutes after that, he like needed me to like evaluate the date. Like he kept asking me every 15 minutes, like, are you having a good time? Did I say that? Like, just, do you like me? Like, it was just very uncomfortable.
He's very insecure.
Yeah, very insecure, but like openly insecure. And
he wanted to know if he was smashing. That's what he wanted to know. He's like, all right, on the coochie meter, where are we? Like, you know, are we like, I'm definitely getting the draws, or have we moved over to, man, this might get a walk to the door? He was
ruining it for himself by doing all that. Yes. And, nothing.
Most of us do that. We just do it quietly. We just be sitting there like, yeah, she feeling me. She ordering from that side of the menu. Yeah, we smashing. Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but I couldn't wait to get home. And even when he dropped me off, I was like, you know, let me know if you make it, when you make it home, say 2 minutes after he dropped me off. So like, again, with the questions, like, so I don't know. I kind of felt like when you left the car really quick, and when you got into your house, you kind of ran into your house. What does that mean? Da, 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 da. And I just had to block him. I just had to
Was that
go.
The only date, first and last?
Oh, last conversation, wow. Period.
That's like that body language. Like if a girl is getting ready to, if a girl's in the car with you and she's getting ready to like leave and she starts putting her hair in the scrunchie or something like that, you're like, yeah. Yeah. It's about to go down.
For me, my first worst date, and I've kind of told this story before, but there is a specific reason why I think that fine girls that are always single are crazy, because I've had to learn this from experience. So there was this girl that used to live in this apartment complex that I lived in, and she would always be single, and she always kind of hinted that she was interested. I kind of ignored her for a while. Then I saw her at a mutual friend's house, talked to her for a minute, and I was like, yo, this chick ain't that bad. She ain't crazy. Fast forward, we go out on a date, and we end up, you know, we end up finishing the night, you know, off really well. And then I wake up and my tires are slashed. I guess it's because I didn't respond to her text after she had left and gone home and everything. I guess I didn't respond to her text. She went crazy, slashed all four of my tires. And then I see her like 2 or 3 months later, and she comes and talks to me like she didn't just slash my tires. And even I even brought it up, and she laughed it off. So I was like, yo, this chick is crazy. First and last date. Could never do it again.
You ain't never tell us this story.
Yeah, about the chick that slashed the tires. Yeah,
she's willing. Some chick slash all four of your
all
tires.
All four like tires, you, right there in my parking spot.
You're a douche.
I didn't even do it. Imagine a year in, what would she be doing?
Right,
setting your crib on fire.
For real, like damn. Okay, all right. Well, it's a wrap, man.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.